Some of corporate Australia's biggest names are putting pressure on the federal government to find a way to get its budget through the Senate. Telstra's chief executive David Thodey today urged the government to deliver certainty for businesses by finalising the budget measures. The Commonwealth Bank's head Ian Narev has already made a similar call. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
There are signs that business confidence and consumer sentiment are recovering from a lull recorded in a range of surveys in the weeks and months after this year's federal budget. But Telstra's chief executive, David Thodey, says there's still one thing Australian business leaders are looking for.
Business likes certainty. There's no question of that. I think that the government was elected. They need to get on and do what they've got to do. So, yes, we would all like greater certainty.
The Commonwealth Bank's chief executive, Ian Narev, made a similar pitch for certainty this morning on AM.
Australians are resourceful people. They get on and do things, and you can see consumer spending in June and July has been good. Businesses have generally been doing okay. But there's no doubt that to the extent that we can get a very clear medium to long-term policy picture of the environment, that must be good for confidence.
David Thodey was asked about his views on the budget during Telstra's profit result announcement today.
At the end of the day, for us, we're getting on with our business, with or without the government, because that's what we've got to do. But yes, we would, I think for the good of Australia, it's always good to have the budget done and people can get on and plan their lives and their business.
And Telstra does appear to be getting on with its business. It's reported a more than 14% increase in its full-year profit to $4.3 billion. The telco has raised its final dividend to shareholders for the first time in 7 years to 15 cents, and the sale of two major overseas businesses during the year are helping to fund a $1 billion buyback of its own shares.
With our increased dividend and the $1 billion buyback, we will return $4.7 billion to shareholders this year from our full year 14 operations.
Market analyst Peter Esho from the firm 100 Doors says it's a strong result delivered in an increasingly competitive industry.
You have Vodafone re-emerging from their problems. You have Singapore Telecom's exposure, which is Optus in Australia, rolling out its 4G network. You have very high broadband penetration in Australia, and the Foxtel business, the cable business, is quite a mature business. So in light of all of that, Telstra, I think, has delivered an excellent set of numbers.
But Peter Esho says today's $1 billion share buyback was the wrong decision.
Because it's the business saying we don't need this cash and you can generate a higher return on it than we can. I think a business like Telstra should be able to generate a higher return on investment than the average investor out there. What I would have preferred to have liked is Telstra go out and reinvest that billion-odd dollars in high-tech, high-growth technology types of businesses.
Investors appear to have a different view. News of the buyback and the increased dividend have helped to push Telstra's share price up by more than 2% today to $5.56. That's the highest it's been in 12 years, but still well below the more than $8 price seen in the years after the first round of Telstra shares floated on the market.
Business reporter Pat McGrath.